It's the big birthday episode of Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Today, my good friend and podcast partner Nick turns 50 years old. It seems like only yesterday when he was 49. I, for one, am very glad this awesome Greek bearded wonder was born half a century ago. He's changed my life in a fun and interesting way, and I see all the good he does in so many different circles. So raise a glass to my buddy Nick today, my friends, and enjoy this birthday episode. Your birthday's coming up. Dude.
Yeah, so one of these episodes, my birthday's on a Friday.
Okay.
It'll come out on my birthday. Yeah. Will it be this episode right now? Will
I
it
hope
be
so.
What we're talking
I
about?
I think we should make right it. Now. In fact, why don't you just make a note, birthday episode after we finish talking about this. This is an important birthday for you.
Because I mean, all birthdays are important because it means you're not dead.
Well, all birthdays are important to me because I get presents. I'm sorry. I'm still that five-year-old child that when my birthday's coming, what I care about is cake and presents.
C&P.
Yeah. And that's so, but you're going to be 50, and I've already been 50, by the way. So it's like no big blow to me as far as you turning 50. It's like, yeah, whatever. But 5-0, I mean, that's a half century. That's a significant amount of time. And I just want to know.
Most of my life is over.
Well, maybe.
Well, yeah,
I could
I'm pretty
see
sure.
You, I could see you like living long enough to irritate your kids and grandkids.
So 120, 125?
No, I'm guessing 115. That's
okay.
Just because of records, you know. I don't know that you're going to be the oldest person that ever lived. But I want to know, what are you doing to mark this momentous occasion? Is there something planned? Is there anything planned?
No.
Can I plan something? I don't want, you know, I don't believe in imposing on people.
Yeah.
And you know, I want a sense of, you know, like what you envision. If you want to, you know, be a hermit on that day and just go hang out with your TV, that's cool too. But, you know, if there's something that you have in mind, you know, or if something you don't have in mind.
There's something I don't have in mind.
Okay. All right, good. Then I'll try to figure out what that
is. Skydiving.
Let's do it.
Oh, I don't want to.
I know you don't want to. I'm saying let's do it, though.
No, I definitely.
Okay,
like, I can think of the things that I don't want to do on my birthday.
All right, we're going to
skydive
then. That's it.
Cooking class.
No.
Throwing. No, I do want to throw things.
Yeah, you want to go to a shatter room? A place where you just, like, they set up the room with all glass items and stuff.
Yeah,
and you
do
just
they
smash.
Have ninja stars, though?
I have ninja stars.
Oh, yeah, maybe we should do some of that.
I do. I have,
okay.
I have throwing knives. I have ninja stars. I have a blowgun. I have swords. Dude. I got your weapons. I'm sorry. That
All
makes
right.
me sound rather strange, but I'm obsessed with weapons. I have been since I was a child. The latest weapon I'm studying right now is a Tai Chi fan. And guess what? It's more dangerous than you think it is.
So is that, because you have a fan here, is that a fan with the blades on the end, or
no,
how
this
does
is
that
just,
work?
This is just a regular bamboo fan.
Yeah.
It's a nylon bamboo fan. But the ones they use, usually they have steel ribs in them. And what we're looking at here is about a 16-inch long Tai Chi fan. And when it opens, it makes like a roar. Like, listen, this is the noise of the Tai Chi fan.
Yeah,
not even kidding about that. Did that break the machine? It's pretty amazing.
I don't know if it'll
right?
come through, but it's awesome.
It was, yeah, it's, and that's the thing. Once you make that noise, that's part of the intimidation of that.
Yeah.
Everything's going smooth, and what a beautiful little stick you have there, and then brap, all of a sudden.
What a beautiful little stick you have. Oh!
I like to imagine these little anime situations that I'm coming into. I'm being taught this by an amazing person named Pam Yen, who had come into my Tai Chi class from another school, and she used to be a top teacher at this other school. She mentioned that she knew the fan, and my instructor won't teach me the fan because he believes that the fan is for women. That's what he told me. No, the fan is for women. And I'm like, I think it's for everybody. And Pam said, I will teach you the fan. So she taught me the first 8 of 18 movements for this fan form, and I'm going back this Saturday for the last 10.
Nice.
And it's just very cool, but it's also definitely screwing up my mind because I've never learned this much this quickly, and it's a lot to adjust my brain and my body to.
Are you like, do you have to film it? Because you can't, certainly you can't memorize 10 moves in one day.
We did.
Yeah.
But what I did was they did, another friend of mine, Min, from that class, sent me a video of the actual form so that I could watch it, and I needed it too. Kelly Joy Ladd and I were in the park today trying to figure out parts of the form that we had already been taught. You know, so it's like, yeah, it's, but guess what? To be an active pursuit, That's what feels good, you know, to say, I really want to learn this and I'm sucking at it really badly right now. And I've got to practice, practice, practice in order to stop sucking this badly.
So using it as a weapon, it's not when it's unfurled, it's when it's furled and you can just knock somebody in the head.
Both. It's both. Because when you have the steel reinforced ones, when it's open, they treat it like a blade. They can actually cut and strike with it. So and now I've got the fan open and I'm literally shoving it towards Nick like it's a pizza cutter.
We learned early on in the production of this podcast that we needed a large table to record this at because we have stabbed each other, showing each other different things and innocuous things.
It is.
I tried to show you something on the phone once and I jammed it in your face.
It's depth perception.
We do a lot of space in between.
We need a little bit of that. Real estate between us. It's good.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. If you reached out to wish me a happy birthday, thank you so much. If you did not reach out to wish me a happy birthday, thank you. If you have some birthday presents for me, feel free to drop them off at Joybird Books. If you don't have any birthday presents, you can buy yourself something nice at Joybird Books. And get yourself a fan. They sound really cool. We should sell those at Joybird Books.